From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Israel charged with Syrian strike. The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah says an Israeli airstrike Sunday near Syria's capital killed one of its fighters. They say the man killed, Samir Kantar, had spent 3 decades in prison for murder in Israel before being a part of a prisoner exchange. Kantar had gone to Syria to fight alongside President Bashar al-Assad's forces. Kantar's brother spoke to the press.
This is a crime against international law. The criminal's gonna pay the price. It's just a matter of time.
There has been no comment from Israel. That was a sound as hundreds of people protested in New Delhi against the release Sunday of the youngest person convicted in the fatal 2012 gang rape of a woman. That crime sparked international outrage and led to changes in India's rape laws. Among those protesting were the parents of the woman who was beaten and raped by 6 men aboard a bus. Police said the youngest attacker, then only 17, was the most brutal of the rapists. He beat the victim with an iron rod before sexually assaulting her. Police say the convict, now 20, has been handed over to a charitable organization. An Air France flight was forced to make an emergency landing in Kenya after a suspicious device was found in a laboratory. No explosives were found. Joseph N. Kasiri is Kenya's Interior and Security Minister.
The investigation is still continuing. A few passengers of concern are being interrogated to find out exactly what has caused this.
All 459 passengers and 14 crew were evacuated in Mombasa. This is VOA News. The Democratic presidential candidates held a debate in the northeastern state of New Hampshire Saturday. The three candidates focused on the U.S. economy and defeating the Islamic State group. Jim Malone takes a look.
Frontrunner Hillary Clinton and her main challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, both focused on the need to defeat the Islamic State group.
I have a strategy to combat and defeat ISIS without getting us involved in another ground war.
One that does not get us involved in perpetual warfare in the quagmire of the Middle East.
But Sanders, Clinton, and former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley differed on whether ousting Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad should be part of the strategy to defeat Islamic State. Jim Malone, Washington.
China state media say a landslide has hit a southern city, burying 22 buildings, including 2 workers' dormitories. 21 people are missing. The official Xinhua news agency says the landslide struck Shenzhen in Guangdong province Sunday morning. Hundreds of rescue workers have been sent to the area to look for survivors. 2 dozen survivors of an overturned ferry in central Indonesia have been plucked from rough seas. The vessel was carrying more than 100 people Saturday when it was buffeted by waves reported to be as high as 5 meters. Rwanda's National Electoral Commission says practically every voter supports lifting term limits for President Paul Kagame. More than 98% of voters in the referendum chose to change the constitution to allow Mr. Kagame to seek another term and potentially rule until 2034. UN-brokered peace talks for Yemen are due to end Sunday after 6 days of negotiations. The talks in Geneva are being led by UN envoy Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed. He's expressing concern about the ongoing fighting between pro-government forces and Houthi rebels. An official in Afghanistan's Helmand province took the unusual route of contacting President Ashraf Ghani Sunday, warning on Facebook that his region was standing on the brink of falling to the Taliban unless urgent action is taken. Mohammed John Rasulyar, the deputy governor of Helmand province, told Mr. Ghani that 90 Afghan security force members have been killed over the past 2 days in the region that British and U.S. troops struggled to control for years. Voters in Spain headed to the polls Sunday for what some analysts say may be an historic legislative election. 2 new political parties, the centrist Ciudadanos, or Citizens Party, and the Podemos, are set to take on the longstanding top parties, the Socialists, and Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy's conservative Popular Party. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.